What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, welcome to Peace of Mind. I'm your host, Mark Moore, with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Actually, this is pre-recorded, so...
Oh, oops. Well,
this
hello,
will be
anyway.
Afternoon or morning, so we're 50% right, correct?
Right.
Broadcast at, I believe it's 10:30 on Saturdays and Sundays, and I believe it's 6 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays, maybe. Right. So, good morning, good afternoon, whatever you listen, time you're listening to.
Hello, that's right.
So, we've had a tragedy, and... You know, we had these tropical storms come through. You don't really think about it's a big deal, a tropical storm.
That's so where we're located.
We're located. Yeah. We're in the mountains. You know, you don't worry about wind. But we've had tropical storm Fred.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call from my uncle. Mark, are you okay? How did things go up here? You know, locally here in Clay County, Towns County.
Towns County had some flooding.
We had some flooding, but it wasn't as bad as what we saw over
like
the mountain.
In Helen or in Habersham.
Well, actually, it's Haywood County, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's out going towards Asheville. It's actually east of Silva. There's a lot of good people from Haywood County. And how I know some of the people, or I used to know some of the people, is they would come over to Mill Lake. It's like everybody in Mill Lake was either from Haywood County or they were from Atlanta.
Right.
So,
and Franklin. Yeah.
And Franklin, because we have Lake Chattoog, and you know, if you're over in that neck of the woods, that's coming to our lake's a very good option.
Right.
So, as of August 18th, Roy Cooper declared a state of emergency for both Haywood and Transylvania counties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Transylvania is Brevard.
Right.
So, I used to go to Brevard College.
Graduate from there,
yeah. They were... hit especially hard from the remnants of Tropical Storm Fred that caused severe flooding in West North Carolina. As of today, as we're broadcasting, they are still searching for 20 missing people from this,
so
which is terrible. It was down from 35 people that were counting missing previously. So now we've got 20 people that are missing. I understand that some of the people, when I was reading online, were not, some people were here on vacation, or they were not permanent residents.
Right.
But this is going to be a terrible deal, and it brings back memories of the Peak Creek debris flow of 2004. It's a little bit different. This is not a debris flow, but I'm talking about the severity of what happened. So back in 2004, this was the worst thing that I can remember until now.
Right.
I think what we have today is worse than what it was with Peaks Creek. But back in, it was September 16th of 2004, around 10:10 specifically, it says on this article, when Hurricane Ivan passed over West North Carolina, it created a debris flow or mud flow that began near the top of Fish Hawk Mountain. The elevation is 4,420 feet.
And Peaks Creek is located where?
Okay, yeah, I didn't say it, did I? So,
yes.
So Hawks Mountain, Peaks Creek, this is over the mountain from us in Franklin. Macon County.
Right.
So this was the one that really got a lot of people to stand up and pay attention, because there were five fatalities in this situation.
Because of mudslides and flooding.
Yes. Right. So there was no, insurance for a lot of the residents that had dwellings and structures and homes along Peach Creek.
Mm-hmm.
So that was your homeowner's policy is not going to cover flood. The situation, I know they're still in the search and rescue mode, or still trying to recover people, but there's going to be people that did not have insurance coverage for this loss.
I think people have the impression, since they're on top of a mountain, or that they're on higher elevations, that they don't have to think about that. But if you're on a creek bank or on a top of a mountain, even though the mortgage company sometimes doesn't require you to have it, If there's mudslides or flooding, that can become an issue where your house could slide or your mobile home can float away or what have you. So this is why we're talking about today, because this is a huge situation where there's not a death involved, but also there could be lots of loss of property.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about later in the show about how do you get a flood insurance policy. What do we have to do to insure?
Which is very important. It's not a real easy process either. So.
No. In fact, it's almost when we hear somebody needs a flood insurance policy, like, we know it's going to be certain hoops you have to jump through.
It's a process.
Now, Kathy, would you agree that the government is very easy to deal with?
No.
Yeah. So you're looking at dealing through the National Flood Insurance Program to get flood insurance.
Right.
Companies are not going to, quote, voluntarily write flood insurance generally. Now, there are some companies you can get excess flood. You're seeing a little bit more of availability.
Yes.
There's some inland flood coverage you can get.
Yes.
But we're talking about somebody that's on a flood zone that is a high-risk one. You're going to be going through the National Flood Insurance
Program. A lot of our carriers will do flood, but it ultimately goes through that program. They'll have the paper having the like certain companies, carriers on there, but that's specifically going through that.
Yeah, it's going to appear getting it from, say, auto owners.
Or Allstate.
But in actuality, it ultimately goes back to the National Flood Insurance Program. Looking at, what we've been doing as far as writing flood insurance, the demand of it is just not that high.
No, because if we were located on coastal ways, we'd have probably do it all the time. But because where we're located, a lot of people don't feel like it's not really a necessity. But there is issues where these creek banks sometimes, it could be 100 years and never had an issue, and there's now an issue now. And they have changed a couple of our flood zones here in our areas. And we are on, of course, there's earthquakes and stuff like that because we're on a fault line. So people don't realize and think about those things. So we do want to make sure that you guys are aware that your homeowner's policy will not cover flood. So we need to make sure you guys know and are aware of what you have to do to get that if you're interested in getting that.
So ask a explanation point after that.
Yes.
We, after the Peaks Creek incident, we put up signs in our office that specifically say that your homeowner's policy does not cover flood or earthquake.
Yes.
There's a difference, and I'm going to have some definitions here that tell us directly from FEMA and what the National Flood Insurance Program, how it defines certain mud flow or flood or landslide. I'm going to talk about that here in a minute. I do want to give a shout out to the Hiawatha Dam Fire Department. I heard that they're going out to help with the aid out in Haywood County. I know there are probably some other fire departments that are helping the situation. There were 98 rescues during the storm, and more than 50,000 people lost power. They're saying that 11,600 people still have no power. That's as of this article.
That's in Haywood County.
There's approximately 250 public safety personnel are conducting rescue operations by boat and aircraft. Wow. So these people are out there laying on the line.
A lot of water.
Yeah, you think about your local utility workers, your volunteer firemen, people in the healthcare field you already have people that are taxed out because of COVID.
Right.
So these people are exhausted. So keep those people in your prayers, and also the victims of this tragedy. You just never know what you're going to wake up to.
Right.
Never know. Now, we are approaching hurricane season.
Right.
That's going to, I mentioned that Hurricane Ivan was September 16th. So we're talking, we're just a couple of weeks away from what I consider, just in my experience, the most prevalent months that we've had for storms have been September, October.
Correct.
We had Hurricane Opal, October the 5th. I remember that day very well. We had Hurricane Ivan came through. Since I've been in the business for 25 years, those have been the two that have really stood in my mind, other than what we're dealing with today. Of course, our customers were fairly spared from this.
Yes.
Kathy, on Facebook, I saw some pictures that you had.
Yes.
There was Helen.
Helen got hit pretty hard. And then, of course, the Haywood County, which over there in Brevard and over there near Silva.
Around Waynesville, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so we're at a break point here, and we'll be talking about, you know, flood insurance. We're going to talk about how the differences between what is considered mudslide, mud flow, landslide,
and flood.
And again, I'm Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore, on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we wanted to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services has three locations. One is in Hayesville, North Carolina, next to United Community Bank on Highway 64. And then we have an all location in Hiawassee, Georgia, which is in the Town Trace, the red brick building called Town Trace, and it's right next to the actual hospital. And then we have Blairsville location, which is in the South State Bank building. We have a separate area for us there, and that's across the street from Home Depot and right next to the post office. We are also online, so you can look at us up on our website at www.more-insurance.com. And of course, you can like us on Facebook. We also have two other locations, Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64. You can come by and see Velda and Emily McKeon. Then we have, lastly, Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge between United Community Bank and the Burger King building there. Please like us on Facebook and check us out online. All of our Peace of Mind radio shows have been added to our website, so if you missed one that you'd like to hear, please check it out. You also can request a quote on the line, too, so you can put your information in and we can contact you there, too. Please check us out. We'd love to help you with all your insurance needs.
Great. Thanks, Kathy. So today we're talking about water and water losses. And we just had the disaster over in Haywood County. You know, people have lost their lives.
A lot of damage in Helen.
There's damage.
Yes.
There's Helen. This is hit home, literally. I mean, yeah. We're right here around us. So the types of water losses you can have, you know, this is flood. There can be mudslide. Here's a good one, Kathy. Damage to a vehicle. That's going to be different than your homeowner's policy.
Correct.
An interior water leak can be water damage. Mm-hmm. The backup of a sewer or drain, water seepage, hidden water damage. So I'm going to kind of go through the list here about starting about what we'll try to get through several of these examples here, and we'll talk about how do you insure against these examples. So the National Flood Insurance Policy has the official definition of flood. A flood is a general and temporary condition of partial or complete inundation of 2 or more acres, that's important, of normally dry land area, or 2 or more properties, at least one of which is your property. That's the definition the National Insurance Flood Insurance Program uses to define flood. Mm-hmm. Okay, so mud flow, mudslide, is a flooding condition where a river of liquid and flowing mud moves on the surface of normally dry areas. It says here that this is coming off the FEMA publication. The name of the document is Understanding Mud and the National NFIP, National Flood Insurance Program. It's an event where there is actually a river of liquid mud flowing down a hillside. Interesting. Usually because of a loss of brush cover, and that's typically caused by a fire. So if we've had, like, silver in, you know, in Pigeon Forge, when you had, or Gatlinburg, when those fires came through, we were there and you saw just burned out trees. And so that will be conducive to having a flooding event because there's no vegetation there to help soak up the absorb it, or. And it's also caused, obviously, from sequential heavy rains. It says that when Congress authorized the National Flood Insurance Program, it was clear they intended for the program to cover mudslides. So I've already been through what a mudslide is, not to be confused with what a landslide is. Mm-hmm. Landslides, on the other hand, occur when a dry or wet mass of earth or rock moves downhill. So that says dry, not mud. but the event is not tied to a flooding event. So when you're getting insurance, there's flood, there's earthquake, there's landslide, you may have a vehicle. We're talking about different things, how to cover that. So if we've got rising waters over 2 acres, you'll need to have a flood policy.
Correct.
If you have, you know, dry mass of earth moving down a hill, that's going to be having an earthquake endorsement on your policy.
That's correct.
What you may not know is that flood, if you have comprehensive coverage, which is other than collision.
On your auto,
that is going to cover flood.
For your vehicle.
Yep. I was talking to a company underwriter yesterday, and they had I think it was a $250,000 claim because a customer had a vehicle fleet that was parked somewhere where it flooded.
Yes.
He said that if the water gets into the cab of a vehicle or the interior, that's going to be normally a total. I think it has to be total.
Because of the electronics, all the different sensors and stuff that you have on your vehicles.
Can you imagine the mess? Well, that would be mold and everything else.
Not good.
I mean, think about when you go to buy a vehicle, you're going to want to know if that vehicle has been in a flood.
Yeah.
We had Hurricane Katrina come through and you're getting a car from that area.
You're going to worry about that. Yes.
So that would be covered, whereas your home or your business personal property or your business buildings are not covered under the homeowner's policy.
Or the property coverage is under commercial.
Or the property coverage under commercial, that's not going to be covered.
Right.
So how do we get a flood insurance policy? I mean, another thing, I got one side note. Some companies that insure mobile homes, and this is particularly North Carolina, will cover flood as what we call a peril, which is a cause of loss, which is a loss.
In North Carolina,
the claim that I heard of that happened around Asheville was an agent wanted to save money for a customer, and he decided that since this one company would give them a homeowner's policy that was going to be a cheaper rate, if you had the mobile home underpinned with a continuous masonry foundation, it qualified for a homeowner's policy. So to save the customer money, he rewrote their mobile home policy with this company. Well, he didn't think about flood because
he
took coverage away because the prior policy had flood. The creek, or in this case, I think it was maybe the French Broad, flooded, and it actually, the mobile home took a trip down the river.
Right.
And it was sitting on somebody else's property. The customer had no coverage.
Right.
And the agent, I understand, just didn't think about that flood was not going to be covered. Right. Like, he just forgot. I mean, sometimes you got to be careful. I mean, we want to save people money, but we don't want to take coverage away from somebody.
No, we're all about that. We want to make sure we're comparing apples to apples.
Yeah. So, Kathy, when you have somebody that wants to quote, put coverage into effect for a flood or wants to bind coverage, talk about how that can be.
Well, we usually get a lot of calls around the time that there is actually going to be a storm. People need to understand that flood policies, if it's for a closing, we can actually get them at a specific date. But most of the times, if there is an actual storm coming through, a tropical storm, a hurricane's coming in, we are not allowed to bind coverage on these things. There is a waiting period for this.
For flood, there is.
Yes.
It's 30 days.
Yes.
So now, if we have a storm coming through, like when we had Fred coming through, mm-hmm. we got emails from insurance companies saying we have suspended binding authority.
Correct.
Which means we ain't writing it.
Right.
Until this passes over, we're not going to be doing it.
We cannot bind coverage on certain things. So, yes.
Right.
So, and they usually start sending them out pretty quickly. Sometimes, even because we are licensed in different states, and we get those for other states, maybe we're not even really too involved, but we're aware of it, so we know that we cannot bind coverage there as well. But they are very specific about that. When you actually do a flood policy, though, when people call in for a flood, it's usually because their mortgage company requires it.
That's why we normally have to write flood, because the lender is.
Most people don't want to just go get it because they want to.
Yeah.
But they do call in, and then we have to tell them that we have to have a survey. The survey has to be done by a surveyor, and that surveyor has to give us an actual survey.
Elevation certificate.
Which has an elevation certificate, And we have to then put all that information into that quote to come up with a figure.
Now, how fun is that? Because, I mean, you got to get a surveyor out there.
Yes.
I mean, in this market today, you're having trouble getting people to even come out to do anything. So
right.
having a survey is going to be
right.
so a challenge. And to get the elevation certificate is important. It's got to be correct.
It has to have it, or we can't do the quote.
Yes. So we're wrapping up our talk today about flood, mudslide, earthquake. Now, we want to remind everybody to keep on their prayers about our local community here that's been decimated by a flood. And we pray that everybody will
be found.
And so it's a sad time. So anyway, I am Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore. And we are on Peace of Mind, WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.